Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to let nobody take your shine away. Hope everything is just going just mighty okay. And if it's not, just remember, adversity can cause people to break, or adversity can cause people to break records. And coming to you from Dallas, Texas, baby, Dallas, Texas, where it feels like 80 degrees. Feels like 80 degrees. We got a high today of 99. And you know what that means. It's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a scorcher. We got a low of 78, so zero chance of rain. So if you're out there and got an outside drive, you're out there doing construction, you're out there doing working on some baseball fields, whatever it is that you're doing, make sure you hydrate yourself. Make sure you hydrate yourself, because it is going to be a scorcher. Sorry to tell you, but on a positive note, like I said before, it is August 6th. It's about to start, cooling down. We got football season. Football season about to come in, the best time season of the year, baby. You know, where we get to have a little contact, we get to pushing around legally, you know what I'm saying? But, okay, today is, what are you waiting for Wednesday? What is it that you're waiting for? Are you waiting for the right circumstances? Are you waiting for till you get the right girl? Are you waiting for till you get the right car? Are you waiting for your parents to take you off probation or you won't be grounded no more? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for? Are you waiting until you get straight A's in school? Are you waiting until you get swole to think about start trying to go bodybuilding? What is it that you are waiting for? Until you take your till you take your position, till you take your mentality, until you take whatever it is that you're waiting for to the next level. Everybody has a pet peeve. Everybody has something. Everybody, just like buttholes, has an excuse. What is it that you are waiting for? Let's take a moment. I'm gonna take about 10 seconds. Give you time to think about what is it that you are waiting for. All right, 10 seconds is up. I can't wait no longer. Let's say, for instance, okay, you're in seventh grade, right? You're in seventh grade. Every single one of your friends is making an honor roll, and every single one of your friends that's making an honor roll is also on the A team, on the football team, and you yourself is on the B team, and you are on the B honor roll. So what's up with that? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting? You have no excuse. You guys in the same grade, same neighborhood, same type of parents, et cetera. Okay, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting until you think you have it easier? Are you waiting until your parents want to make you do your work? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I'm saying you shouldn't wait for nothing. I'm saying you need to buckle down. I'm saying you need to put your nose in the books during school, during first period or wherever it is, six or seven periods, or then whenever you go to practice, you don't need to wait on somebody else to run a sprint hard. You don't need to wait on somebody else to do an extra mile. You don't need to wait on somebody else to put in some extra cuts. What are you waiting for? I say this is what you should wait for. If the only thing you need to wait for, you need to wait till you go to bed at night. When you go to bed at night, then you need to then that's when the waiting needs to stop. You need to go ahead and get on your knees and pray and ask for God what it is that you really want to do. Because once you really discover what you want to do, that's when the wait is over. No matter what it is, if you like to draw, if you like to sing, if you like to rap, if you like to act, it don't really matter. The wait is over. Once you start moving in the direction of your true purpose, then the wait is over. Then there's no wasted day. No matter what it is, you can rest. But as long as you, but if you got a reason of why you were resting, if you're a bodybuilder and you've been going hard for 3 straight weeks and now it's time to get that body to recuperation, it's okay to rest. If you're out there playing baseball and you out there doing extra cuts, extra hits, running extra miles, doing some ads, whatever it is. You've been doing it for 3 weeks straight. It's okay to rest. Part of change, part of getting better is learning when to stop, learning when to slow down. It's okay to rest as long as you are resting for a purpose. Don't just rest. And for those that are seeing people resting, then that's when you got to give people hope. I got an acronym for HOPE. Helping others pursue excellence. Everybody has their days. Everybody has their ways. Sometimes when you get older, you get set in your ways. But that's why when you're young, like I said on my previous shows, when you're young, parents, you got to get to them early and start that work ethic in them early. So they can understand when they get tired, it's not okay to give up. Average is just as close it is to the top as it is to the bottom. Let me say that again. Average is just as close as it is to the top as it is to the bottom. So why be average? And then it comes to your mindset. Some of them guys who are average think they are great. Some people who think they are average think they are whack. So it all comes to your perspective. Either the glass full or the glass is half empty. It's up to you. So if you're one of those guys who think the glass is half full and you think you're average, you understand that you're average, but that don't mean you are stopping. And for the guys that think you are whack, who don't really have no confidence in looking at the glass and like, man, it's half empty. The person who thinks the glass is half full is going to surprise, is going to get better than you eventually. Because you want to know what? You want to know what? This is something that I learned in college. So it's something that really understood whenever I started understanding work ethic. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Let me say that again. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Yes, talented might have got you there, but character is what's going to have you sustain it. It's going to have you sustain it. It's going to have you sustain it. You got that kid working hard, taking extra cuts. You got that guy out there running routes. You got the running back out there doing 100 extra push-ups. You got that receiver out there running laps around the field after practice, and you sitting up there laughing. You're like, man, what is he doing? Man, he's sorry. He ain't going to never get there. He's sorry. He whacked, man. He can't even hold on to the ball. Man, this dude can't even sit back and hit a curveball. Man, this dude can't even feel the ground ball. But I tell you what, that dude keep putting in that extra work, showing that work ethic. That guy will eventually surpass you. And then, like I talk about on my Fruitful Fridays, when you catch a trolley horse, sometimes that trolley horse is going to come because it's something that you did not do, which means just like for the regular people in the world, people catch a trolley horse when they do not hydrate right. Sometimes, but in the athletic world, that trolley horse is going to come when you don't work as hard as others because you think you got a trolley horse, but homie, you just getting out worked. Just getting out worked. So what are you waiting for? You waiting for your coach to get on you? You waiting for your coach to put a little ump into you, make you mad so you can go hard? What are you waiting for? You waiting for your boss to tell you, oh, you can't do that? You waiting for your boss to be like, oh, man, we got to meet this quarter. We got to make these sales. Trying to put a little ump into you. Nah, homie, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, dig deep, because we all, just like that skit I just played, y'all. We all are champions. Be a champion. We all are kings. Be a king. You want to know why? We got something inside of us. We got something inside of us that's a seed that's eager to grow. It's eager to grow. You got to get down to the core. You got to get down to the core. They just like the speed of light. The speed of light is so fast. You know what? Only thing that happens faster than the speed of light is a thought. Once you think it, you can become it. But it ain't easy. It ain't easy. So I understand why you're waiting. I understand why you're waiting. It ain't easy to go out there and fulfill your true purpose. It ain't easy to go out there on a limb where everything isn't guaranteed to you. So I understand why you're waiting. I understand if you see a young lady walking across the street and you don't want to talk to her because you know you ain't got your money right. I understand why you wait. I understand why you're going through tour days and you know somebody that, you know, one of the, if you're a cornerback, you know a receiver that's really good out there and you don't really want to go out there and get embarrassed because you're scared that it's going to cause you not to start. I understand why you're waiting. What are you waiting for? You waiting for the perfect time. You waiting for the perfect day. You waiting until you feel 110%. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If that's the day you're waiting for, then you're going to be waiting a very long time. A very long time. There's no such thing as a perfect circumstance. There's no such thing as a perfect girl. There's no such thing as a perfect team. There's no such thing as a perfect you. That's why we're human. We are born sinners. We gonna mess up regardless of what it is. Whether if we're chasing guys, if we're chasing girls, if we're chasing sports, whatever it is that we're chasing, we're not going to be perfect. But that's the best part about life. You get to wake up and do it again if you're given an opportunity. Because if you're given an opportunity, you're given an opportunity to show your gift, to display your gift, to showcase your gift. The best gift in life is life. The best gift in life is life. Once you have life, you have a choice. You have a choice to live your life either in which way that you want to live it. What are you waiting for? I mean, coming to you as an imperfect human, coming to you as somebody who has waited, who tried to wait for the perfect circumstance, which is why I can really sit here and display this message to you guys. I understand it. But let me put it like this. I used to understand it. Once I start moving in different ways strategically and understanding how people work and everything like that, now I don't really get how people can wait. I don't get it. Nothing ain't wait, man. What I do is study successful people. What you do is study the great and become greater. Study the great and become greater. Because what they're doing is giving you inspiration, giving you enlightenment, giving you a tool or some advice that they didn't get. So what are you waiting for? I don't know. I don't know. But I know somebody out there listening today is thinking about it right now. Thinking about it right now. You ain't got to wait till you get your money right before you go step to a young lady that might be your wife one day, because if she want to be your wife one day, the things that you say might provoke her to come towards you. Because there's two different types of broke. There's two different types of broke. One that is attractive and one that is not attractive. The one that is not attractive is the one that's sitting there broke and ain't doing nothing. It ain't doing nothing. But the other kind of broke is the ambitious broke. They broke because they chasing their dreams. They might get a little money over here and put it towards something. Because they got a goal intact that they're working for. That's the two types of broke that I'm talking about. You got that athlete, bro, who might get a little money, but he want to go put it towards some cleats. He want to go put it towards some gloves. He want to go put it towards some supplements, whatever it is. Then you got the average person, bro, who's broke just because they waiting on something. So what are you waiting for? Man, I'm going to go straight into the radio mix, and right after this break, I'm getting right back into the message. What are you waiting for?
Show the world that I really do this, and I really make quality street music. You know what I'm talking about?
DJ Rock,
and it ain't no mistake that I'm this good. I just didn't seen a lot. You know what I'm talking about? We gon' show the world the definition of real, my brother.
Got the same hood clip. Straight up.
We gon' show the
the L. Happy you gotta see. To the world, baby, whatever you wanna be. Ain't nothing like a strong mind and some confidence. Whenever you step out of line, it's a consequence. We all overseas. We puffin' with. We'll make it bleed, yes, it's deep. 747, we yellin' 747. On the real, we gotta be a couple miles from heaven. The world try to pull a diamond, we ain't let it. I would've did some of it different, but I don't regret it. That's one thing about me, though, I never been a quitter. That season's crazy, shout out to the hospital. Rest in peace, ma, I'm gonna be on TV. Young Savage, Sweet Zone, Trill Valley.
You guys are in the mix on Soul Radio. Get ready for Florida, Georgia Line. Here's to the good time.
Well, turn it up loud, mix it up strong. Lean it back slow, get you feel good on. Cut them all short, roll it up tight. Let it unwind the night. Drop down. Down on the Pontiac, wherever you wind up, where the party's at.
Hello?
Yeah, this is success. Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Oh, no, 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 not yet, man. I need to wait till I weigh about 190 pounds. Oh, no, not yet, man. I'm not living where I want to live. Now, you see how crazy does that sound? How crazy does that sound? You got success knocking at your door, but you want to wait because you ain't ready. You're still sitting up there waiting on something. Well, let me tell you something. Opportunity knocks once, but regret leans on the doorbell. Let that marinate for a minute. Opportunity knocks once, regret leans on the doorbell. Hey, let me give you an example of that. Okay, one day you at practice. You about to line up against somebody that you know is an All-American. But you want to step to the side and just wait and let somebody else go. Now you might not get another chance because it was that day, only that day, that if you came up to play, that coach was going to give you that starting job if you did a great job. Or if you at work. Oh, now let's put it like this. You out and about. You're having a good time. You might be with your boys. And then you see somebody that you look up to. You see that CEO of a company. You see one of the rappers you've been looking up to when you rap yourself. Or you at a prospect camp and that D1 coach is there. But you don't show up. Or if you out with your buddies and you see that CEO of that company, you got a chance to go get in good and let that person know who you are. But you want to be shy that day. You wasn't feeling good. What are you waiting for? Like I say, opportunity knocks once, but regret leans on the doorbell. You might not get that opportunity no more. Take advantage while you got it. Tomorrow is never promised. So regardless of how you feeling, you might be having a bad day, but everything happens for a reason. Y'all might be in the same room, might be in the same elevator. No matter what it is, if you guys end up in the same place, you're an artist and you get in the same elevator as P. Diddy, and then you don't bust a freestyle. What are you waiting for, huh? Just because your mama was mad at you that day, or you might have been going through a heartbreak, or you might have lost a loved one, or you might have got evicted, whatever it is. Everything happens for a reason. Use every situation for a positive situation. Everybody adds to your life, whether you know to keep in touch with them or you know to step away. Either way it goes, everybody is an addition to your life. What are you waiting for? It's up to you. It's all about the perception, baby. So I can just tell you, just keep it moving. When in doubt, no matter who you believe in, when in doubt, ask God to give you a vision. But let me tell you something. It's only your vision if other people can see your vision. And if other people can't see your vision, you make them see your vision. If they don't open the door, you bust down the door. What are you waiting for? For somebody to believe in your dream? You got to invest in yourself before other people will invest in you. What are you waiting for? And just like I said earlier, opportunity knocks once, but regret leans on the doorbell. And like I said, you might be out with your friends or you might see a CEO out there or P. Diddy in the elevator with you and you rap. But let me tell you, some people say it ain't what you know or who you know, but if you take it a step further, it's about who knows you. Yeah, you might know them, but they don't know you. What good is that going to do to you? So it's about who knows you. So get out there. If you're trying to make it in radio, get out there. If you're trying to make it in sports, if it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever it is, get out there. Put in that extra time. Whether right before you go to sleep, do your 10 push-ups. If you're in football, let me tell you what I used to do. This is what I told my I told my little cousin this because he already got a scholarship offer, his junior year, just like I did. Junior year. already got an offer. I told him, man, instead of going 10, go 12. Whether you're doing plyos, whether you're doing sprints, you running sprints for 10 yards, go 12. You playing softball? Just do a little bit more. Just do a little bit more. It's not going to hurt you because it's going to eventually build up, especially it's the beginning of football season. Man, this one guy named L.A. Reed, used to, right after two days, this guy would bust out a lap around the football complex. I mean, at the time, I wasn't mature enough to understand what he was doing, but now I get it. I understand it. He wasn't waiting for nothing. But what are you waiting for? I'm telling you, just do a little bit more. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to kill you. All it can do is heal you. And no matter how hard you work, no matter how hard the competition is, you always feel a lot better about yourself after you've known you give it your all. After you've known you gave it your all, that's when you feel good at home. That's when, if you got parents and you in middle school, you're in high school, you going home and your parents ask you how you done, or they could have been at practice watching, or they could have been at the game, and they say, hey, you did that out there today, son. You did that out there today, daughter. Hey, you gave it your all. Only times you walk around moping with your chest all in is when you know that you gave up. And what worse feeling is that than giving up? And you don't give up until you fail. I read this somewhere. You learn more from the games that you lose than the games that you win. And that translates that to the work field. You learn more about yourself and what you really want to do in the job that you really didn't like or the job that you got fired from. You learn more from those jobs than the child, because then that's when you understand, well, I know I don't want to do this. I know I don't want to work at so-and-so. I know I don't want to pick up trash, which I've done. I know I don't want to do this. Or I know I don't want to sit behind those desks, so I know let's not look at those jobs. Let's not look at those jobs because I might have lost that one. I know I can't just sit around all day. So the games that you lose, if you really pay attention, that's where the lesson comes in. And then that's where winners come from. You can't lose until you quit. It's hard to beat somebody that don't give up. It's hard. So what are you waiting for Wednesdays? That's going to conclude my show for today, you guys. I can go on all night long. But as you can tell, this is my passion. This is my purpose. This is what drives me. But I can go all night long. But I'm going to go ahead and let you guys enjoy the rest of your day at work. What are you waiting for Wednesdays? My name is Peter Richardson, owner and creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. All right, but you know I can't let you leave without listening to my theme song, Nicki Minaj. Featuring Rihanna, I came to win. All right, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. When in doubt, understand, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. Everybody have a great day.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight. Guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. May, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just amazing. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire.
To fight, to conquer. To thrive, I came to win, to survive.